Today's political movements often unfold online. But before Twitter, there was the People's Yellow Pages. That was a hand-typed directory of 70s counterculture and left-wing activism. WBUR's Amelia Mason dove into the archives to discover what this radical resource means 50 years later.
It's 1971 in Boston, and revolution is in the air. A women's group occupies a Harvard University building for 10 days. Blood spatters the pavement where the Boston police broke up an anti-war rally downtown. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young perform Ohio, their song about the Kent State Massacre, at the Music Hall in Boston. Enter Devin Davidson, a young activist who moved to Cambridge for grad school.
There were a lot of liberation movements starting. Certainly Black Power movement, women's movement, gay liberation movement was starting. And this was all in the midst of an increasingly active anti-war movement and draft resistors and young men burning draft cards.
Seven young and earnest protesters burned draft cards on the steps of a Boston courthouse. A group of high school boys set upon them with fists.
Two of us were at an anti-war meeting, and a man stood up, and he said, "You know what we need? We need a directory of places where we can keep our money out of the war economy."
That gave the pair an idea. What if local activists had a resource like the Yellow Pages?
You know, there wasn't the internet. If you wanted to know where a shoe repair place was in your neighborhood, you looked it up in the Yellow Pages.
They set up shop in a small storefront in Cambridge. Here's co-founder Larry Casolino.
We would work there at night, pouring through leaflets and posters, pamphlets, everything we could get our hands on that would give us some information about countercultural businesses and services in the Boston area.
They called their activist directory the People's Yellow Pages. It listed everything from women's consciousness-raising groups to free legal aid to recipes for yogurt.
Yeah, we were all making yogurt.
The directory filled a void unique to the times, when certain resources were a lot harder to find, like where to get a safe abortion or how to join local gay rights groups. It was a runaway success that inspired similar efforts in other cities. 50 years later, it stands as a testament to grassroots ingenuity and a time capsule of 70s counterculture. Davidson keeps a bound book containing the first three editions of the People's Yellow Pages in her Cambridge apartment. She sets it on her lap and opens up to the A's.
Air pollution, C, ecology. Airport organizing, C, East Boston. Yeah, any kind of union labor organizing.
Racism, alcoholism, police brutality, the destruction of the environment. These issues, cataloged in the People's Yellow Pages, still resonate today, as urgent as ever. They're the reason the People's Yellow Pages have attracted renewed interest and landed them in archives at Harvard and UMass Boston. But some of the entries seem a little quaint now.
See, then sprinkled through it, we have these poems and quotes.
There were instructions on growing your own mushrooms and an ad for hippie communes. Davidson says these entries reflect the idealism of the era.
It felt like there was a lot of hope among a segment of young people coming out of college. There was less a feeling of doom.
She says young people didn't face the economic pressures they do now. Young activists could afford to be idealistic. They saw radical possibilities in communal living and homemade yogurt. Here's Casolino again.
A lot of people thought that there was a sharp division between what you might call countercultural hippies and hardcore political activists. And we didn't believe that. We thought that both were needed.
They saw activism as one way to change the world. Another was to create alternatives to harmful systems, to actually try to build the utopia they imagined.
At the time, we really believed that we were creating a new world.
The People's Yellow Pages lasted through the late 70s, when the group lost its funding. By then, both co-founders had moved on to new jobs. Casolino eventually became a doctor. The People's Yellow Pages, he says, is still one of the best things he's ever done. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason. Tax the rich, feed the poor,
I'm not afraid to Guys are sunny.